Good morning. It's May 6th, and this is your daily brief in entertainment. Here's everything you need to know. The entertainment world mourns the loss of Bernard Hill, a towering figure in British cinema and television who has passed away at the age of 79. Hill, celebrated for his unforgettable roles in Titanic and the Lord of the Rings trilogy, leaves behind a legacy that has profoundly impacted the film industry. Bernard Hill's illustrious career spanned over 50 years, during which he delivered memorable performances, not only in blockbuster films, but also in critically acclaimed TV dramas like Boys from the Black Stuff, where his line "Giza Job" became iconic. His recent work included a significant role in the BBC police drama The Responder, showcasing his versatility and dedication to his craft until the end. Hill was slated to appear posthumously in the upcoming second series of The Responder, adding to his extensive and varied body of work. At Liverpool Comic Con, Hill's sudden cancellation, later revealed to be due to his partner's illness, preluded the somber news of his passing. In a heartfelt tribute, his former co-stars from The Lord of the Rings, including Sean Astin, Billy Boyd, Elijah Wood, and Dominic Monaghan, remembered him as not just a talented actor, but a funny and beautiful person, underscoring the personal loss felt by those who knew him well. Bernard Hill's death is indeed a significant loss to the entertainment world. His colleagues and fans alike will remember him for his powerful performances and the indelible mark he left on the industry. Madonna's 40th anniversary celebration tour culminated in a spectacular fashion, with a record-breaking free concert on Copacabana Beach in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, drawing an audience of 1.5 million fans. This historic event not only marked the end of an 81-date tour across 15 countries, but also set a new attendance record for the pop icon. The concert featured a mix of Madonna's classic hits, heartfelt tributes to those lost to AIDS, and special performances by Brazilian stars Anita and Pablo Vittar, showcasing a blend of international and local talent. The city of Rio de Janeiro saw this as an opportunity to boost tourism, investing 60 million reales in the event, including a 17 million real fee for Madonna herself. Officials anticipated a significant return on this investment through increased tourism revenue. The economic impact of the concert was profound, injecting an estimated 293 million reales into the local economy, benefiting hotels, restaurants, and other businesses. The event's success was underpinned by extensive security measures involving 3,200 military personnel and 1,500 police officers, ensuring the safety of the massive crowd. This concert not only celebrated Madonna's four decades of influence on pop music and culture, but also showcased Rio's capacity to host events of such magnitude. Fans and city officials alike praised the event, highlighting Madonna's enduring appeal and the positive economic and cultural impact on Rio de Janeiro. In a galaxy not so far away, Lucasfilm chose May 4th, Star Wars Day, to treat fans with a double delight: the unveiling of Star Wars Chronicas del Imperio and a brand new trailer for The Acolyte. This move marks a significant expansion of the Star Wars universe, offering new narratives and deepening the lore for fans around the globe. The Acolyte is poised to take audiences on a journey back to the High Republic era, a century before the events of Star Wars Episode I. This series introduces us to May, a former Padawan who has become a warrior, and Saul, a Jedi Master. Together, they delve into a series of crimes that threaten the galaxy's fragile peace. The intrigue around this storyline is heightened by its setting in a less explored era of Star Wars history, promising a fresh perspective on the Jedi and the forces that challenge them. Disney Plus subscribers can mark their calendars for June 5th, when The Acolyte makes its debut with its first two episodes. This early release offers a glimpse into a narrative rich with mystery and action, inviting viewers to immerse themselves in a new chapter of the Star Wars saga. Adding to the anticipation, showrunner Leslie Headland has tantalized fans by keeping the identity of a character wielding a red lightsaber under wraps. This strategic move sparks curiosity and speculation, driving fan engagement and discussion. To further fuel the excitement, Lucasfilm encourages fans to explore teaser key art, trailers, and fresh entries in the databank, promising more clues and insights into the unfolding story. As The Acolyte prepares to illuminate the dark corners of the High Republic, fans are on the edge of their seats, eager to explore new territories and unravel the mysteries that await in this latest Star Wars adventure. In the wake of his recent acquittal, Kevin Spacey finds himself at the center of new allegations, this time spotlighted in a Channel 4 documentary. Titled Spacey Unmasked, the film promises to delve into claims of inappropriate behavior that have shadowed the actor for decades, with testimonies covering events from 1976 to 2013. This documentary emerges as a significant examination of Spacey's interactions, particularly after his legal battles over similar accusations. Spacey Unmasked is built on the narratives of several men who allege inappropriate behavior by Spacey, setting a broad timeline for the claims. Despite Spacey's outright denials and his admission to being a flirt and making clumsy passes, the documentary aims to shed light on a pattern of behavior that has long been whispered about in entertainment circles. The actor's frustration with Channel 4's approach, citing a lack of sufficient time to respond to these allegations, adds another layer of contention to the documentary's release. The producer's insistence on the importance of calling out such behavior underscores the documentary's intent to contribute to the broader conversation on accountability in the entertainment industry. Spacey, on his part, maintains his innocence, particularly emphasizing that no career advancements were ever promised in exchange for sexual favors. This narrative clash sets the stage for a compelling exploration of Spacey's public and private life. Scheduled to air on May 6th and May 7th, Spacey Unmasked could potentially reignite discussions around the actor's legacy and the broader issues of power dynamics and consent in Hollywood. As the documentary readies for its premiere, the anticipation around its impact and the truths it may unveil is palpable, marking another chapter in the complex saga of Kevin Spacey's career. The rap world is ablaze as Kendrick Lamar and Drake's rivalry reaches new heights, with a rapid-fire exchange of diss tracks that's capturing headlines. This feud isn't just about lyrical prowess. It's a battleground where accusations fly, including cultural appropriation, misogyny, and even criminal behavior, making every new release a hot topic for analysis and debate. The intensity of this feud is underscored by Lamar's release of four diss tracks in just 5 days, a clear indication of the escalating tension between the two artists. This back and forth isn't just a showcase of their musical talents, but delves into deeply personal territory, with both rappers not shying away from hurling serious allegations at each other. The battle has raised significant concerns, especially regarding the exploitation of women's pain and trauma as a tool in their lyrical warfare. Critics argue that this reduces real suffering to mere punchlines, overshadowing the broader issues of misogyny and abuse within the industry. Adding another layer to the controversy, Drake's use of an AI-generated voice of Tupac Shakur in his diss track has sparked debates about the ethics of using technology to mimic the voices of deceased icons. His latest release, 616 in LA, continues the feud, with its cover art potentially nodding to significant events like Tupac's birthday and the O.J. Simpson trial, further fueling the fire of this ongoing battle. As this feud unfolds, it's not just about two artists at odds, but a reflection of deeper issues within the music industry and society at large. The conversation has shifted towards the impact of their words, particularly on women, who critics say are the unintended victims in this exchange. This rap battle, while drawing massive attention, is a poignant reminder of the real-life consequences of their lyrical choices, sparking a broader dialogue on the ethical implications of their artistry. This has been your daily brief in entertainment. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.